Listen to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
And I'm Rachel Bomberger, sitting in for Sarah Gulseth.
It's a different voice.
Ha! Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Monday morning.
Oh.
The Coffee Hour. Thanks for coming in this morning.
I got this email like 5 minutes ago. So I'm thrilled to be here.
Poor Sarah, not feeling well this morning.
Yes, so poor dear.
You're so gracious to jump in this morning and come co-host with me because we have a great author this morning.
I know. There is no place I'd rather be right now.
Now, normally when you're working with authors, you're probably sitting at your computer typing away.
Yes.
Now you get to talk.
Yes.
With them. Do you spend much time talking with the authors?
No.
The writers on the phone or anything?
No.
Everything's probably via email these days,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's so much simpler that way. But you do miss out actually getting to know them on a personal level by doing that efficient thing called email.
And inflection and things like that. How does that come through in email and writing? And I mean that
very carefully.
Are there special fonts for certain types of inflection?
Lots of emoji.
I like the sarcastic font. Do you have that one?
I do not. I need to get it.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can find them in the sponsor section, the underwriter section at kfuo.org. So up first this morning, great author. I've had a chance to talk with him before in the past on some other materials and all about family stuff. And today, an article in the Lutheran Witness, the May issue of the Lutheran Witness. What was what were you going for with the May issue of the Lutheran Witness?
Well, the May issue is all about the gift of children. And with that comes the responsibility to raise children in a godly way. And as it happens, CPH had a wonderful new book out from Kenneth Kramer, Embracing Godly Character, which is in large part about not only embracing godly character, but mm-hmm. also inculcating godly character.
Oh, it's Monday morning. You're using big words.
You asked me on. And so I thought, what a wonderful confluence that we have this new book out just at the right time for me to tap Kenneth Kramer to write. And he wrote a wonderful article called Three Worldviews Parents Need to Confront.
I'm making a list of words I need to go look up when we're done. Just kidding. I know what those words mean, I think. Joining us by phone this morning, Kenneth Kramer. He's author of Embracing Godly Character, The Christian Community's Response to a Godless Culture. It's new from CPH this spring, and also author of an article in the May issue of the Lutheran Witness, Three Worldviews Parents Need to Confront. Ken, welcome to the Coffee Hour. Glad to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Andy. Glad to be there.
Oh, absolutely. It's always a joy to talk with you. I think I encountered your work probably 15 years ago when I was in the parish as a DCE, came across some of your writing and that, man, this is good stuff to help us as parents and as church workers in raising up children faithfully in the one true faith. And so glad to see that you have a new book from CPH and a great article in The Witness this month. Let's dig into the article a little bit as we're talking about raising up children and worldviews. Why should parents be aware of culture and trending worldviews? What are the why is this important for parents today?
I think it's important because though we are not all aware of it, the rules have changed. Something really has changed. Oh, in the last 50 years or so, it's been a kind of a, for us, as time moves, a slow process, relatively slow, and that's probably why we don't even pay attention to it anymore. But something really major has changed in the way our culture influences and shapes our lives and shapes our families, and it really has a huge effect on how we look at our world.
So what then is at stake here? Because obviously, if the culture is shaping us as much or more than the church is shaping us, what is the danger that you see in that?
I think one of the quotes on the page in the Lutheran Witness article I just love it. It happens to be my wife's quotation, but I borrowed it from her, and it's just a terrific thought. Very simple idea, but it is just power-packed. If we do not teach our children to love Jesus, the world will teach them not to. So I guess bottom line, souls are at stake here. And that is why parents need to be extremely aware of the changes that have gone on in our culture.
Paint a picture for us of one of those worldviews and what we can do as parents to address it, to confront it in the home.
Let's start with what actually has changed. The shift in culture it's just monumental, and it took place, historians are telling us about somewhere around 1970 or so. For 500 years, we just got done celebrating the Reformation, Luther's Reformation. For 500 years, people in the Western world have pretty much thought the same, and they were driven by traditions and social morals and governmental influence in the culture that was all pretty much tied to Reformation values, which includes a lot of biblical background. Even if you were not a Christian, you had very little choice about how you thought about the world that you lived in, and that included things like concepts like heaven and hell and miracles and angels, because it was so embedded in the culture. The shift in around 1970 or so took us in a totally different direction that we would call secular, which in basic terms really means that God no longer has a part, has a role in the cultural values and influences around us. So we have to recognize, parents have to know exactly where those shifts are influencing our kids today. And one of those, probably the biggest one of all, is that for Christians, whether we've ever talked about it or thought about it, Christians operate in kind of a mindset that recognizes two realities. One of those realities is the earthly life that we have on earth with the dimensions of time and space and change going on constantly around us. The other reality is the one that Jesus talks about most in Scripture, recorded in the book of Matthew, but Jesus teaches constantly about the reality of God's kingdom, or the kingdom of heaven. And we already kind of have a good taste of that kingdom of heaven as Christians here on earth. And we think about all of those wonderful things like miracles and angels and prayer and God's grace. But unbelievers don't have that in their vocabulary anymore. It's not part of the culture any longer. So for our children, the danger is that if they grow up not recognizing both realities as realities, they're not going to be able to understand and recognize the truths of Scripture very easily at all. They're going to be compromised in the way that they think about things.
I am so glad that you mentioned this worldview in particular, because it is so sneaky. We let our children, I'm a mother myself, let our children watch and consume and live in ways that we think of as wholesome and healthy. And yet, even a lot of these wholesome media options, they are completely earthbound. That simply by leaving the reality of God and of heaven out, we're teaching the children something, that this is wholesome and healthy, but there's no God here. So what can parents do to sort of confront this particular really crucial worldview challenge?
Well, I think the most important thing that parents can do is on a daily basis, continue to remind their children of God's blessings and especially of the blessing that they have of belonging to that reality known as God's kingdom, which means that they think heavenward, they think grace, they think prayer. It's embedded in their life, even though the rest of the cultural world around them may not even think about it or believe in any of that.
Ken, we have just about a minute left. I want to also point out your book that is fairly new this spring from CPH, Embracing Godly Character. Why should parents pick up this book? Why is this book important to parents today?
I think that with that shift that I was just talking about, also has come a new phase in the way parents relate to their children. And the day and age that we live in tends to let others do the work for us in terms of maybe teaching our children and providing for them a moral background to develop their lives over. And I think it's important for parents to recognize that God's plan really involves them deeply in the training and preparation of their children, especially when they're younger children. You know, we go back to Deuteronomy 6, and we recognize that God is talking to parents and describing the home environment where every day, constantly, God's word is permeating everything that goes on in that home, and that we do our celebrating in a spiritual way, that we live our lives, we have prayer every day, we have contact with God's word on a regular basis, constantly. It's an encouragement for parents to become much more influential in the spiritual development of their own children.
Kenneth Kramer, author of Embracing Godly Character from Concordia Publishing House, new this spring, and also author of the Lutheran Witness article, Three Worldviews Parents Need to Confront in the May issue. Ken, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up in just a little bit, Sarah and I had a chance to sit down with Dr. Maurice Boyer. He's artistic director of the American Contrary. They have a concert coming up this weekend. You'll find out more about the pieces in this. Lots of Bach from the American.
Oh, yum.
Coming up this weekend. So stick around for that. And man, Rachel, thanks so much for coming in and sharing this first segment with me on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been a blast.
More Coffee Hour in just a moment here on KFUO.